It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
All of the victims have now been identified and the families notified after a horrible day during which the death toll kept rising. The final outcome is that a gunman killed 19 children and two adults at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas, making it the second deadliest school shooting after Newtown in U.S. history. The killer was an 18-year-old man, whose name I will not say, who allegedly shot and wounded his grandmother, then fled in a car that crashed near the school. He then got out with a rifle and a backpack. Police opened fire as he tried to enter the school, but the gunman, obviously wearing some sort of body armor, got inside the building and opened fire. He barricaded himself in one classroom where he remained for about 30 minutes. 19 dead children. Senator Chris Murphy, who became a leading gun control advocate following the Sandy Hook shootings 10 years ago, spoke from the Senate floor on Tuesday for several hours, pleading with his colleagues to do something.
Why are we here? If not to try to make sure that fewer schools and fewer communities go through what Sandy Hook has gone through, what Uvalde is going through. Our heart is breaking for these families. Every ounce of love and thoughts and prayers we can send, we are sending. But I'm here on this floor to beg, to literally get down on my hands and knees and beg my colleagues. Find a path forward here. Work with us to find a way to pass laws that make this less likely. I understand my Republican colleagues will not agree to everything that I may support, but there is a common denominator that we can find. There is a place where we can achieve agreement that may not guarantee that America never, ever again sees a mass shooting, that may not overnight cut in half the number of murders that happen in America. It will not solve the problem of American violence by itself, but by doing something, we at least stop sending this quiet message of endorsement to these killers whose brains are breaking, who see the highest levels of government doing nothing, shooting after shooting.
Ken Paxton, the Attorney General of Texas, went on Newsmax Tuesday afternoon to say that he wants to arm the teachers.
We can potentially arm and prepare and train teachers and other administrators to respond quickly, because the reality is we don't have the resources to have law enforcement at every school.
Then he apparently changed out of his suit and donned a Ken Paxton campaign t-shirt before heading to the site of the murders. Really? President Biden was on his way home from his trip to Asia when he was briefed on the shooting on Air Force One. Upon returning to the White House, a visibly shaken president asked the questions we've asked too many times already.
When in God's name are we going to stand up to the gun lobby? When in God's name we do what we all know in our gut needs to be done?
Meanwhile, Ted Cruz, a senator allegedly representing the people of Texas, called talk of gun reform an effort to, quote, restrict the constitutional rights of law-abiding citizens. Wow. Then he called for more law enforcement in schools, obviously not paying attention to reports that said there was law enforcement on the scene who engaged the shooter, who was able to kill 21 people regardless. Oh, by the way, Cruz, Governor Greg Abbott, and the former president are all scheduled to speak at an NRA conference this Friday in Houston. There just are no words. Of course, Tuesday was primary day in Georgia, Alabama, Arkansas, and there were runoff elections in Texas. Thus, the attorney general in his campaign t-shirt. Ugh. In Georgia, Governor Brian Kemp and Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger won their Republican primaries, both beating back challengers endorsed by the former guy in a vendetta against them for refusing to help him overturn his 2020 election loss to President Biden in Georgia. And at Herschel Walker's victory party on Tuesday night, yes, Walker won and will face Senator Raphael Warnock in the general election, the crowd actually booed President Biden's speech when he asked if the nation would stand up to the gun lobby. By the way, the one race we were watching in Texas closely in the 28th district, it was a repeat of a matchup from 2 years ago. Progressive Jessica Cisneros challenging the incumbent anti-choice conservadem Henry Cisneros. With something like 97% of the vote counted, Cuellar leads by 177 votes. Of course, he went out and declared victory, but there will be a recount, 177 votes. AOC, who supports Cisneros, pointed out one of the big problems with the Democratic Party, its leadership. Quote, on the day of a mass shooting and weeks after news of Roe, Democratic Party leadership rallied for a pro-NRA anti-choice incumbent under investigation in a close primary. Robocalls, fundraisers, all of it. She said accountability isn't partisan. This was an utter failure of leadership. Can't say I disagree. So there are no races set for next Tuesday. Monday is Memorial Day. But the following Tuesday, June 7th, is a biggie with California, Iowa, Mississippi, Montana, New Jersey, New Mexico, and South Dakota all voting. So vote. And today is May 25th, 2022. 2 years ago today, George Floyd was killed by a Minneapolis police officer who has since been convicted of murder. The others are still in various stages of their trials. But President Biden, using today's anniversary, to sign a long-awaited executive action on police reform, directing federal agencies to revise their use of force policy and create a database of officers fired for misconduct. Biden will also restrict the transfer of most military equipment to police agencies. This is an order he started working on last year when police reform failed in the Senate. Now I'm waiting for Biden to use his executive power to do anything about guns, as our Congress is obviously incapable of getting anything done. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and The Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is fully listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.